This is episode 8.
Episode 8. Rio, we're almost there.
We're almost there, and we have a brand new mic. Kind of upgraded my setup here to be more of a professional podcaster, I guess.
Welcome.
Because, you know, airtime podcasts got to be top-notch quality.
That's right. Yeah, we're reaching the end of August, which means the Woo 4.0 is going through its final assembly, final calibration, getting ready for the big show.
Right. And it's the same news as last week, which is good news. But under the hood, there's plenty of news. And that's, yeah, all chargers are built by now. A lot of Woos have been going through the first phases and are now being glued up to be waterproofed and are slated to go through the final checkup this week. Waterproof testing, calibration, a final, you know, functional testing and everything. And as we had planned, we're looking to ship the first units out Thursday from Hong Kong. So very exciting, as always, busy times, always gets hectic towards the end, but yes, very exciting.
That's awesome. Yeah, there's going to be a lot of happy kiters at the end of this month all over the world that pre-ordered. And we were just chatting today about, you know, the pre-order offer we gave people was that if you purchased ahead of the Woo 4.0 being ready to ship, you got an extra year of warranty. So a third year of warranty and free shipping in the US, Canada, and Europe. That offer is about to expire. So we'll kind of phase that out as we get ready to send Woos out to retail shops, out to kite shops around the world. So if you are still waiting for that last green light from the factory, you have officially received that. This is your chance if you want the third year of warranty. So
it's more like a yellow light. It's about to turn red, right?
That's right. It's expiring. Yeah.
Candy shops closed. No more free giveaways.
If you want to accelerate through the yellow light and make it, now's your chance.
I can't wait. I think what's not yet been clear is how cool it looks when you plug the Woo 4.0 charger into a USB outlet and then drop the Woo in there, and all of a sudden everything turns blue and the Woo kind of gives you this, like, makes me think a little bit of Knight Rider, like, right? Like a little fading light. I showed it to a bunch of people that some are from the kite industry. And some are not, and everybody's reaction was like, whoa, that's really cool.
Yeah.
So yeah, I can't wait to get some of that feedback from the people, right, from the users.
Yeah. And this is a couple weeks ahead of Woo Worlds, which is set to kick off on September 15th. So you'll have, you know, some time to get your Woo 4.0, charge it up, update any software you need to update, and get a few sessions on it, hopefully, before Woo Worlds kicks off September 15th. A big feature we added last year to the event was an official team registration website. And this year, we're going to bring that back. Team registration will open this week. And it's the same format where you have one captain that creates the team and then invites other members from the Woo community to join their team. The team events this year are Team Max Height, which is the 5 highest jumps as a team. Each individual can contribute one jump, 5 highest add up to your total score. There's Team Total Height, which will run for 1 week. That is a accumulated challenge. And then Team Total Distance, another 1 week accumulated challenge. So a lot of fun stuff coming up. Make sure you're on a team before Woo Worlds starts September 15th.
Right. Yeah, no, that's a good one, Arlen. We decided to start with a clean slate. We're not going to carry over last year's teams. I think even for the team captains, it may be a little bit of a administrative nightmare/effort to, you know, reach out to folks, see if they're still in, still out. So teams are going to be rebuilt from scratch. Yeah, there's 3 weeks of time to see what kind of teams are going to shape up. Arlen, I think you saw already some favorites, at least if the Woo Worlds were this week, right?
Yeah, I was looking at the results for this week, and New Zealand would have just run away with it if Woo Worlds Max Height was this week. Mark Jacobs, John Adams, Mark Harrison, Jason Montreal, Hugo Wigglesworth, Dave Van Der Wende, all over 20 meters this week. Basically, all the biggest jumps in the world came out of New Zealand. Yeah, the Flying Kiwis, always a force to be reckoned with. We'll see if Mark joins the Kiwis or if he switches to kind of a super team like last year on the Avengers. A lot of fun storylines about to emerge.
Right. And that's the cool thing about kiteboarding and Woo Worlds, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, yes, there's a clear favorite team, but if they don't have any wind, someone else will take it away from a location maybe where it was very windy. And so every year is a new story to be written, for sure.
Looking forward to it. Now, on the technical side of things, we've obviously want to make sure everyone is ready for that event. And that means everyone with a Woo 3.0 as well as a Woo 4.0. We had some news last week that the Woo 3.0 has been updated with a firmware update that is pretty critical to just good, stable performance. One of our most pesky bugs has been squashed. You know, as always, before you go out for a session, just give your Woo a connection to the app. It will check the battery percentage. It will check for a firmware update, and it will just make sure that it's ready to go. So this is your friendly reminder that we're always keeping that updated. Even after 4.0 launches, we'll still keep an eye on the 3.0. Make sure you're connecting before you go ride.
Now, if I may correct you there, it's not one of the more pesky bugs. It was the single most peskiest bug we ever had in the history of all of Woo.
The peskiest, yes.
The peskiest, yes. Yes, the people from Boston will know the pesky pole, but that's a different animal.
Right.
It is the peskiest for sure. Anyways, with that, we also released the 4.0 app. So it's a brand new app that enables, you know, everyone from the mobile side to connect to Woo 4.0. Mm-hmm. Now as Woo 4.0 is close to shipping. And with that, we also released the necessary Apple Watch Woo app that fixes the reconnection bug. So that's really great and exciting news, I think, for all Apple Watch users that had this problem due to an Apple firmware update. We found a workaround. We shipped it. It's in firmware 51 and in the app version 4.0. So if you have both on your Woo 3.0 and on the phone, you will have, once again, a really smooth experience connecting your Apple Watch. So that's something that kind of fell a little bit through the cracks. It's not the big news right now at Woo, but it's still a big update and I'm excited about it.
Nice. Yeah, that's huge. The Apple Watch is definitely a great companion. It allows you to see your jumps while you're riding, you know, big bright screen. As long as you get the like touch screen settings correct, it ends up being a really nice display while you're riding.
Mm-hmm. And I think we have not yet quite talked enough about 4.0, right, Arlen?
I knew you wanted to talk more about 4.0. So here's your chance. give us something new. We're almost there. What else can we look forward to with the new sensor?
Well, I mentioned last week that we really, really, well, have a whole bunch of topics that we want to talk about in the Airtime podcast, and we usually tend to run out of time. So this time around, I'm just going to take the time at the end of it and talk about one of the things, and that is precision. And precision for us means, and even in science, means that many instruments measure the exact same thing. And that's what we spent a tremendous amount of time and effort with 4.0. It all starts with the new sensor, which is a complete new generation from our motion sensor manufacturer, something that is not available in the public market, kind of suited and geared towards high dynamic environments, which we definitely are in with kiteboarding. Characteristics that through the bench are about 5 to 10 times better if you talk about signal noise, zero tolerance, offset, temperature stability and all that. So it's sample rate, right? Resolution, all these things are much improved. On top of that, we have a new processor in there that can process much more data and look at much more bigger windows of data. So that will help us in the future to keep developing on it. We have mechanical considerations in the device. Think about the PCB, so the electronics board being firmly fixed to the housing versus, you know, a somewhat loose fix. That makes a big, big difference. We have my favorite thing of all time, I think, which is an external high precision oscillating crystal that synchronizes accelerometer and gyroscope and provides a really, really stable and accurate source of clock, because we're integrating over time. So the clock is really important. We have a complete brand new calibration machine on the manufacturing line that is much even more granular and refined compared to what we had in the past. It has a closed loop control now, meaning that even when the calibration machine is calibrating Woos, it is constantly checking itself and making sure that the position is accurate and it calibrates itself all throughout. And Woo 4.0 will have a what we call runtime calibration. So your Woo device will continue to calibrate itself over time in different magic things that happen as it is sitting around. So that will happen as well. There is such thing as a zero offset variability, which means that sensors drift over time. And that's what we're going to capture and cover with that. All of these really were not big issues with Woo 3.0. We were really, really good. But if you add them all up, we see a huge difference. And that shows in the results of Woo 4.0. We've done the one testing session with Martin and Tarifa, which, correct me if I'm wrong, Alan, I think we had an average of 15 centimeters difference. Mm-hmm. At jumps, where Martin goes big on a 9. So all between 15 and 20 meters. So really, really excellent results. And we've been able to reproduce these results in choppy waters, in flat water, in various different conditions. So really, there's almost indistinguishable results, which, again, by the definitions of science, is very high precision between devices, provides for a really, really level playing field and makes WOO 4.0 the quote-unquote weapon of choice, I guess, for future kiteboarding adventure sessions and competitions.
Yeah, this sport is, it demands a level of precision and a level of just attention to detail with all the hardware that we use. And the community really values that. And so having this opportunity to make the WOO 4.0 just this next level device, I think will go a long way to exactly what you said, level playing field, reliable, and just a lot of fun. Just a lot of fun to go out, have a long session, work on your edging, work on your technique, catch a magic gust, and then have the data to back it up.
And get the glory in the bar later on with your buddies.
The classic Aaron Hadlow, get the glory.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Now, see this, Arlen, this is the time where I could continue talking about WOO 4.0, wireless charging, ruggedness, customization, and so forth. But we'll save that for another one, right?
We'll save it. Yeah. Yeah, we're almost there.
Yeah, I think the shipping update will go out next week again. This Thursday, we're looking to ship from Hong Kong to our warehouses, the first tranche of units. And so by next week, we're probably at a time where the units will be close to some people's doorsteps.
All right, we went through our list. End of August always reminds me on the East Coast of the US that school is about to go back into session. The beach parking prices are about to drop. I would say September, definitely the best month to be a kiteboarder in New England. Warm water, no crowds. So looking forward to it.
Yeah, great time to be a kiteboarder and great time to be waiting for some new toys.
All right. Talk to you soon, Leo. Thanks for the update.
Thank you, Arlen. Thanks, everyone. And talk soon.